إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari that as soon as Allah azza wa jal created our father Adam alayhi salam, he told him, O Adam, go to that group of angels and say to them, As-salamu alaykum, and memorize what they respond back to you. And this shall be your tahiyyah, your greeting, you and your progeny after you until the day of judgment. And so our father Adam went to the angels and said, As-salamu alaykum. And the angel said, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. And they added, Wa rahmatullah. And our Prophet ﷺ said, So it has forever been the tahiyyah of the children of Adam since them. What we learn from this hadith in Sahih Bukhari is that the first phrase, the first sentence that Allah taught Adam, because remember, Adam did not know how to speak. Wa allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Allah taught Adam how to speak. And the first sentence that Allah taught Adam, the first phrase before he had even seen anything, Allah said, say, As-salamu alaykum. And so the first phrase that Adam was taught by Allah was the phrase of greetings, and that is As-salamu alaykum. And Adam was told to memorize it and to memorize the response to that phrase. And that is, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. And so the angels had already known this greeting because Allah had taught it to them. So when Allah told Adam to say it, the angels responded. And Allah said to Adam, memorize it and teach it to your children because this shall be your greetings forever until the day of judgment. And so it has been, my dear brothers and sisters. The greetings of salam. Allah tells us in the Quran that Allah Himself greets as-salam for those He has chosen of His servants. Salamun ala Nuh, salamun ala Ibrahim, salamun ala Musa wa Harun, salamun ala Ilyasin, salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Salam upon all of these prophets and upon those whom Allah has chosen. And when Allah sent the angels down to this earth, and Allah sent the angels to Ibrahim, دخلوا عليه, they entered in upon him, وَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ The angel said salam, Ibrahim responded back with salam. And Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to send salams upon His most chosen Habib and Mustafa, and that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has said, Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu. Sallimu min send salam taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba of this, and so the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulallah, qad arafna salamu alayka, كَيْفَ التَّحِيَّةِ Ya Rasulullah, we know how to send the salam. How do we send the tahiyyah, which is التَّحِيَّةُ لِلَّهِ The point being, the concept of salam was ingrained in Adam and the children of Adam, in the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, السلام shall forever be the greetings of those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. And in fact, historically speaking, All of the religions of Allah had this greeting of salam. It is mentioned in the Old Testament that the prophets would say, peace be unto you. To this day, the Yahud who believe in the Sharia of Musa, they say to one another, shalom alaykum, which is salamu alaykum. And the Christians, once upon a time, before they lost their Sharia, and even to this day, some groups amongst them, they say, peace be unto you. It is mentioned in the book of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, that when Jesus came to his disciples, he said, and I quote literally from the New Testament, peace be unto you. And that is literally assalamu alaikum. And the same is mentioned in the Gospel of John. And the same is mentioned in multiple incidents of the New Testament, that Jesus comes to his disciples and he says literally, peace be unto you, which is exactly what assalamu alaikum means. And medieval Christians, when they would greet one another, they would say, especially the priests, because they were knowledgeable of their Sharia, they would say, Pax vobiscum. And that literally means, Pax means peace, vobiscum unto you. And this is something that is well known and narrated in the books of history. So the concept of salam, the concept of greeting one another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught it to us. And Allah azza wa jal, in His perfection, in the perfection of His Sharia, He has even told us how to greet one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَرُدُّهَا Surah An-Nisa verse 86, that when you are greeted with a greeting, then respond with a better greeting, or at least something similar to it. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ So Allah is teaching us tahiyya, and tahiyya means greetings. And Allah Azza wa Jal has told us in the Quran, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُم بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً That when you enter into any house, buyut, nakira huna, means any house. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا Any house that you enter, your own house, your friend's house, a public house, whether there are people there, whether there's nobody there, it is irrelevant. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ Say salam upon yourselves. Even if there's nobody, say salam. فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ Then Allah clarifies, what is salam? Salam is تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ This is a greeting from Allah. You are saying it, but it is from Allah. Allah taught you, and Allah instructed you, and Allah will bless you when you say it. تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا It is a blessed greeting, and it is a pure greeting. So Allah has told us that the salam is from Him. And Allah has told us that it is mubarakah, which means it is blessed, and it is tayyibah, which means that it is pure and holy. And all of this is summarized in assalamu alaykum, that it is a blessed and holy greeting that Allah has taught us. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us in a beautiful hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, That وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear by him in whose hands is my soul. The Prophet ﷺ is swearing by Allah. I swear, لَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا You will never enter Jannah until you have Iman. And you will not have Iman حَتَّى تَحَابُوا until you love one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ Shouldn't I inform you of something? If you do it, you will love one another. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ Spread the salams amongst you. Notice where the hadith begins and where it ends. You shall not enter Jannah until you have Iman. And you shall not have Iman until you love one another. Let me tell you of something. If you do it, you will love one another. Spread the salam amongst you. Spread the greetings of salam. So from this hadith, it can easily be said that spreading salams leads to Jannah. It's a direct causal linkage in this hadith. That our Prophet ﷺ is saying, having Iman is a necessary prerequisite for entering Jannah. And a necessary sign of Iman is loving one another. And one of the easiest ways to love one another is to spread Assalamu alaikum. So there is a direct causal linkage between saying assalamu alaykum frequently, because that's what the hadith says, afshu salam. Afshu salam means you spread it out, you lay it out thin. Afshu salam, you make it general. Afshu salam will lead directly to Jannah. And therefore, our Lord has told us that Jannah itself is the place of salam, darus salam. That's the, what Jannah is called in the Quran. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah Azza wa Jal is calling to daris salam. That's what Jannah is. And Allah Azza wa Jal has told us that in Jannah, لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما. People are not going to be gossiping, backbiting, saying bad things. What will they hear? Salam. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that والملائكة تدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم. The angels are entering from every door telling the believers سلام عليكم because of what you have done and your patience. And Allah tells us تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام. That when they enter Jannah and they see Allah Azza wa Jal, the greeting that Allah will give is as-salam. And so from the very beginning Allah taught Adam as-salam. And right throughout this world, through the prophets and through the religions of Allah is as-salam. And then the very end is Darus Salam, where Allah Azza wa Jal will greet the believers with as-salam. And the angels will greet them with as-salam. And they themselves will greet one another with the salam. The question arises, what are some of the etiquettes therefore of saying this beautiful greeting? What are some of the etiquettes that we should know about how to properly use these greetings of as-salam? First and foremost, my dear brothers and sisters, realize that the minimal perfection is to say salam, and it is permissible to say salam. Just salam. The angels came and they said to Ibrahim, salama, and he responded, salamun. And it is a bit advanced and detailed for this khutbah. Why was the angels mansoob and the Ibrahim's response marfu'? That's something a bit advanced. Salama, salamun. Inshallah, one day we'll talk about this. But Ibrahim's response, kana ablagh. It was more eloquent because it is mubtada mutaqaddim, jumla ismiya. It's a little bit advanced. But Ibrahim's response was more advanced. But the point we learn, to say salam, just salam, it is permissible. It's not haram, it's not wrong, it is ja'iz. And that's what the angel said, and the Ibrahim responded. However, better than this is to say what Allah taught Adam. And that is, As-salamu alaykum. This is better. And this is, the minimum of al-kamil. This is the minimum amount of the kamil salam. To say salam is ja'iz. But akmal than this is to say assalamu alaykum. And this is proven in a hadith where a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said assalamu alaykum. And the Prophet ﷺ responded and said ashara, 10. Even better is to say as the second man came, when he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And the Prophet ﷺ said 20, ashirin. And a third man came and he said assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And our Prophet ﷺ said 30. Meaning to say salam is ja'iz, to say assalamu alaykum is the minimal of perfection, and to go more than this, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, or assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, is even more blessed. But there is nothing greater than wa barakatuhu. There we put the full stop. This is what our sharia has come with, and we don't go beyond this. Of the etiquettes of salam is to say salam upon the ones whom we know and the ones whom we don't know. Once a man came to the Prophet and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul islami afdal. Which or whose Islam is the best? What type of Islam is the best? What can I do to make my Islam the best? So the Prophet said, tut'imu at-ta'am. Give people food. And afshu salam. Spread the salam. Ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. Upon those whom you know and upon those whom you don't know. So we give salams to everyone, whether we know them or we don't know them. Of the etiquettes of salam is that when we hear somebody saying salam to us, we are required to respond. Now, are we required to give the salam? Here the scholars have differed. The majority say it is sunnah to give somebody salam. The majority say it is sunnah to say assalamu alaikum when you see somebody. But they all agree that if somebody says assalamu alaikum to you, you are required to say wa alaikum assalam to him. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسِ. The rights of one Muslim upon another Muslim are five. Number one, رَدُّ السَّلَامِ. He said to respond to the salam. And he didn't say to give the salam. So the majority say, giving salam is sunnah, responding to salam is wajib. This is the majority opinion. A minority says even giving the salam is wajib. And this is a position that is a very small minority. And to be honest, it sounds very good, but it is almost impossible to implement in our daily life. وَإِلَّا we would be saying salam to everybody outside the masjid for 2 hours and life would not resume normally. So this is a very strict opinion and it has never been a common opinion. However, there is an opinion which actually is a middle opinion. And in fact, it seems to make more sense. And as if Ibn Taymiyyah himself kind of supported this position. And he said, it is wajib to say salam to those whom you know on a friendly basis. That your co-workers, your colleagues that are Muslims, the people that you know very well, if you see them and look them in the eye, then it is wajib to say salam. And it is sunnah to say salam to the rest of the Muslim strangers. And this position kind of is in the middle position, and it does make a lot of sense, but it is not the majority opinion. The majority opinion is to say salam is sunnah, and to respond to salam, it is wajib. Of the etiquettes, is that when somebody has said salam, and you respond with a longer greeting. And Allah says this in the Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. That when you are greeted with a greeting, then respond with a better greeting, or at least the similar one. So if somebody says, Assalamu alaykum, what did the angel say? Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. And they increased wa rahmatullah. And this is of the perfection of one's iman. And Allah encourages that when somebody says it, then you respond with something better than that. Of the common mistakes of salam, is that people simply raise their hands and they think this is salam. And in fact, when you look at the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ only raised his hand for salam when he could not say it. So a hand gesture does not take the place of salam. So once, for example, the Prophet ﷺ was praying and a group of new Muslims came and they didn't know the etiquettes of prayer. So they said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And so he didn't want to make them feel bad. So he raised his hand in response. But you're not allowed to speak in salah. So in this case, raising the hands took the place. Also, it is narrated that once the Prophet ﷺ was relieving himself in the distance, and a Bedouin passed by in the distance, and he said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Now at that time, you don't say, Wa alaykum as-salam, right? But again, so that he doesn't feel bad, so the Prophet ﷺ raised his hand in gesture. So the hand gesture is permitted on occasion, but it doesn't take the place of the salam. And unfortunately, many of us, we're literally in front of each other, and we'll just go like this. And this does not take the place of salam. To raise your hand or to do any type of gesture, it is allowed when there's a need. But the asl or the basic ruling, you need to say, Assalamu alaikum. Of the etiquettes of as-salam is that you shake the hands of the one that you greet. Anas ibn Malik says that the sahaba, whenever they would greet one another, they would shake their hands. And if one of them returned on a journey, they would hug one another. So the hugging is something that is done at some occasion. Some blessing has happened. Somebody has gotten married, or somebody has returned from a journey, or you haven't seen him for 20 years. Yes, you hug him. But the general rule, when you greet and meet one another, then you greet with the hand. And as Ibn Malik says, the Sahaba, when they greeted one another, they would shake their hands, right? And when one of them would return from a journey, they would hug one another. So greeting with the hands is also of the sunnah when you say Assalamu alaikum, but it is not necessary, and to say Assalamu alaikum itself will get the rewards that are associated with it. Of the blessings of Assalam is that there is a hierarchy of greeting, and our Sharia has come with this hierarchy. Those who deserve respect unconditionally, they are the ones that you give salam to. So the Prophet ﷺ said, the young must give salam to the old. We teach our children to respect the elders. And we should teach our children that when they see somebody, when they see an elder, they should go and greet the elder. We teach them this. The young say salam to the old. And also, we have in our Sharia, any type of person or any type of room for arrogance needs to be eliminated. So the Prophet ﷺ said, the one riding on the horse versus the one sitting on the ground, the one sitting should say salam, because the one riding should not feel any arrogance, right? The one riding the horse should say salam, because the one riding should not feel any arrogance. I made the mistake there. The one riding should say salam to the one sitting. Because otherwise, if we were to require the other one, then the one on the horse will feel arrogant. And in our case, Those who have cars, let's say, and the one who is outside the masjid, he drives up in his car. The one in the car must say salam. Because this is now, he doesn't feel any arrogance that, oh, I'm the one greater than them. Similarly, our Prophet ﷺ said, the one who is walking says salam to the one who is sitting. The one who is walking says salam to the one who is sitting. And all of this is done to give the hierarchy of respect or to break any possible arrogance in the heart. And if you look at each one of these scenarios, it's a perfect illustration of this point. Some cases you must have hierarchy, the young to the old. There's no question here. In other cases, we want to make sure there's no arrogance, such as the one on the horse versus the one on the street. The one on the horse gives salams to make sure he knows that he should not feel any arrogance. And this is what our Sharia has come with. Of the etiquettes of salam, is that salam is given even when there is no one present when you enter a house. When you enter a house, our Sharia says that we give salam, and this is based on the Quran and the Sunnah. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Even if there's nobody there, we say, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And here, Allah says, تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. You say salam to yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the salam is given to the angels in this case, right? The angels in the house. When we give salam to the angels as well. Of the etiquettes of salam, is that salam is not given at times when speech cannot be made. And of the cases of this is during the salah, we do not say salam. Even during the Jumu'ah khutbah, if somebody walks in late, he does not say salamu alaykum to the gathering. Because at this time, speech is not allowed. Speech is not allowed. Of the etiquettes of salam, is that when something of public interest is going on, or even there is a possibility of disturbing people with salam, other than the khutbah and salah, then salam is given in a whispered tone. For example, you enter at night and there are people sleeping. The Sahaba says when the Prophet would come home at night, he would say salam in a voice that the one who's awake could hear and the one who's asleep would not be disturbed. SubhanAllah, look at the perfection, right? The one who's awake could hear, he would say it in a gentle voice, and the one who was asleep would not be disturbed. This is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Similarly, if you come in and there's a lecture other than the khutbah, if there's a khutbah, it is haram. You don't say salam during the khutbah because it's haram to speak, as we know. It's not allowed to speak. But in a public lecture, suppose there's an Islamic lecture going on. In this case, you do not say salam in a loud voice. No, you say salam when you sit down in the gathering to those two or three around you. You whisper salam to them so as not to disturb the gathering and yet also to get the blessings of salam. And so the salam is given also, for example, when somebody is reading the Quran, you walk into the masjid, people are reading the Quran. You don't want to disturb them. They're doing an ibadah, but you should say salam. So you say it in a gentle manner. So whoever is not reading will hear and he will respond. And whoever is reading, they will continue in their ibadah. They will not be disturbed by you doing something that will disturb them and they're doing an act of worship. All of this is of the etiquettes of salam. Of the etiquettes of salam, is that salam is of the sha'air, of the signs of this religion. And therefore, because of this, our Prophet ﷺ has said that salam is given to Muslims. This is a sign of Islam. The word Islam and salam come from the same root, as you know. And so it is a sign of our religion. And so our Prophet ﷺ said that do not begin with as-salam to those of other faiths. Because as-salamu alaykum is a sign of our religion. However, if they say salam to you, then you may respond with wa alaykum. So suppose a non-Muslim learns the greeting of Islam and he greets us with assalamu alaykum. Okay, good, we say wa alaykum, you as well, may you have peace. But the greeting of assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, this is an Islamic sha'air, an Islamic greeting. So much so, by the way, there's a tangent here, but Allah says in the Quran that وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. Do not accuse anyone who says salam to you that you are not a believer. The context is if you meet a stranger and they recognize you as a Muslim and they say assalamu alaikum, then you should assume they're a Muslim. Now obviously if your co-worker, you know he's a Christian and he's learned salam, this verse doesn't apply to them. Right? We're talking about a stranger. You just meet somebody. You're just walking in the street, you're walking in the airport. Somebody recognizes you for a Muslim and says assalamu alaikum. You assume they're a Muslim until proven otherwise. This is what the ayah is saying. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This was in the warfare, long story here, but if somebody says salam, the basic ruling, you assume them to be a Muslim. Why? Because it is شعيرة من شعائر الإسلام. It is one of the signs of Islam to say السلام عليكم. And therefore, we do not greet people of other faiths with this greeting, however, we greet them with any other greeting. We greet them with, good morning, how are you doing, hello. All of this is completely encouraged and permissible. But the greeting of Islam, assalamu alaykum, this is unique for us. And therefore, if they say it to us, we respond, wa alaykum. But we do not begin them with that greeting. And the final point that we'll mention, and time is limited, so we need to conclude. The final point that we'll mention is that assalamu alaykum is a dua. And we'll talk about that in the second khutbah, what is the meaning of it. And if it is a dua, then it should be said from your heart and soul, not just verbally. It's a dua that you make to Allah Azza wa Jal. And so it should be said with the khushu' that a dua entails. It should be said with the psychology that should come with the dua. And therefore when you say assalamu alaykum, it should be sincere. It should be coming from the heart. It should be a genuine plea that you make to Allah Azza wa Jal for your brother in faith. One of the famous Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Salam, says to us in a beautiful hadith that as soon as the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, for the first time when he came, the people flocked to go see him. And I was of those who flocked to go see him. And the first words that I heard coming from his mouth, the hadith is called the Hadith of Salam, and it is narrated by Abdullah ibn Salam. And he said, the first words that the Prophet ﷺ said in Medina, when he came to Medina, were, أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. The first command that the Prophet ﷺ gave in Medina, the first thing that Allah taught Adam عليه السلام, أفشوا السلام, spread salam, and feed the people, and be good to your relatives, and pray at night when people are sleeping, you shall enter Jannah with salam. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un, wa astaghfiru Allah al-azim li wa lakum, wa li sa'il muslimin min kulli dhanbin, fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. What exactly does it mean to say السلام عليكم? السلام means the absence of anything that is harmful. This is the actual meaning of السلام. السلام means the absence of anything that is irritating or harmful. And that is why we call or we translate as-salam as peace, because what is peace other than the absence of war and hardship? The meaning of as-salam is the absence of that which is irritating, which is harmful, which is dangerous. So when we say as-salamu alaykum, what we are doing is a talab and a khabar and also barakah, three things. Number one, the talab, which means a dua. We make dua to Allah that, O Allah, make sure that no harm touches my brother. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. May nothing harmful touch you. Harmful to your body, harmful to your soul, harmful to your family, harmful to anything or anyone that you love. May you be surrounded by peace. As-salamu alaykum. So the first thing we do is we are making dua to Allah when we greet our brothers. Assalamu alaikum. Number two, we're making a statement of fact. What is the statement of fact? The statement of fact is, you have nothing to fear from me. Why? Because when you say assalamu alaikum, how can you backbite your brother? When you're telling him peace, then you go and you stab him in the back. You say assalamu alaikum, how can you steal from him? If you genuinely say assalamu alaykum, then this is a statement of fact that you're saying to your brother, my dear brother, you have nothing to fear from me. Because I'm saying assalamu alaykum. How can I say assalam and then go backstab you? This is what it's a statement of khabar. That you are telling your brother a statement of fact. That look, don't worry, you have nothing to fear from me because I want nothing but good for you. Assalamu alaykum. So the first is dua to Allah. The second is a statement of fact from yourself to Him. And the third is barakah. blessing. Why? Because As-Salam is one of the names of Allah. As-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin. Right? Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. As-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin. As-Salam is one of the names of Allah. And when it comes to this name, what it means is that Allah Azza wa Jal is free of any defect and free of any evil and free of anything that is negative. This is the meaning of As-Salam. And it means that all salam comes from Allah. So Allah is free of any evil and all good and peace comes from Allah. This is what As-Salam means. So when you say As-Salamu Alaikum, it is basically like the Arabs say Allah Ma'ak. May Allah be with you. Right? Or the Pakistanis say Allah Hafiz. Basically, may Allah protect you, because As-Salam means the name of Allah. So when you say As-Salam Alaikum, means may Allah be with you, because of the names of Allah is As-Salam. And therefore, when we say As-Salamu Alaikum, we make dua. We make a statement of fact that nothing bad will come from me to you. And we also ask for the blessings that may Allah Azza wa Jal be with you. And therefore, when we say this greeting, it should not just be a verbal greeting with the tongue. It should come from the heart. And if we were to do this, and if we felt genuine salam from each other, then the Muslim ummah would indeed start forming bonds and unite. And then truly, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that simply by spreading the salam, this is a direct path to Jannah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Himself is As-Salam. The religion that He revealed is Al-Islam. The place that He's calling to, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. The place that He's calling to is Darus Salam. And following the Sharia will lead us to that Darus Salam. And indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal, when those people who enter Darus Salam, enter Darus Salam, As-Salam will greet those who believed in As-Salam with the greeting of Salam. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. The Rabbur Rahim will greet the people of Darus Salam with Salam. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, when As-Salam greets the greeting of Salam, then no harm can ever come to those whom Allah has greeted with salam. When Allah says salam to you, who can possibly harm you? What hardship can ever come to you? And so, when Allah greets those believers with salam, they shall be forever in bliss. And that is why, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ salam. It will only be given in Jannah for those who enter Darus Salam. When Allah says salam, from then on till eternity, the people of Darus Salam, who believed in As-Salam and who spread the salam, shall only taste salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people of salam. اللهم إني داعٍ فأمنه. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين المسلمين بالسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك رسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.